Hello, this is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating in this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moments in your world. Happy holidays. Ooh, where I am in this linear time flow is into the final week of the year 2020 and the new week of the first week of this 2021. And you know what? During this week, that the middle, there is a full moon we are expecting. So this day's focus I like to give is get that all done and let us celebrate fullness together. After the conscious breathing exercise, this is the quickest meditation or mindfulness connected state, if you want to call it. Simply connect to each part of our body and mind, emotion, here and now, using the breath consciously, and connect to co-creating energy of oneness at the same time, to really aligning to sense of self as whole one here now in your body fully, and that local connecting point is part of this co-creating field energy of oneness. Intentionally, we are co-creating. We are always part of the universe, and we are the universe. So let's just check what we are at this present moment, what you are thinking and what you are noticing. Just observe what you are noticing, your eyes capturing, and your mind eye perhaps seeing differently. Or how about the smells around you? How about your intuitive nose smelling different aroma, or what kind of smell it's smelling? And then the taste, and then your physical sensor, your hand, and just checking from top of your head, and then scanning your awareness from like MRI, seeing all this from the head, the forehead, eyes, ears, and then the nose and mouth, and then the jaw, neck, shoulders, arms, and coming to the throat and bones, and heart pumping, pulse, and going down to the stomach, and then the pelvic area, and then connecting to your seat if you're sitting, and just to notice your hips and joint the legs, and go all the way down to knees and feet, towards heels and toes. And which part of your body is getting your attention? My toes getting attention. They are cold. They are foot. They are cold. I just came up from a meditative bath. So feeling really grateful for and would love to share this precious moment that I was given here at this present moment together with you. So, as usual, let us intake in all the air from the nose and then out from the mouth. But in between inhaling and out, consciously notice that new energy, air coming from the nose and an entire body is filled with newness and circulate it. And then exhaling with no longer serving whatever the memories or experience, people that you would like to leave behind. And these are belonging to the past here and now. And clear the space for from now here on. Here is bilocated, the past and present, future. All happening here now. So the new energy coming into your local physical presence and consciously use it, your attention, and move your energy. Energy moves where attention is given. So you are navigator of your energy in taking your local state. And then just noticing that new is taking over, and then what you would like to carry from here now to the future is blending with this newness to bring it up as a new energy frequency. So that's what consciously we do together. And then remember that we all connected, whether you like it or not. So use it wisely for your intentional creation, the way that you would like to be connected. So, eyes open, wide awake, and shall we? Let us take a long, deep breath, counting three, one from the nose, go, two, three. Hold it, keep it. So idea is to, when you are noticing your mind is still thinking or engaging with what happened this morning or yesterday, and then you are not connecting fully at this present moment. So when you're connecting and intaking the air, your body must be responding to this new oxygen within, inside, under your skin. So just to notice or observe, even like to having your eye inside of your body, like a medical equipment camera, and how each cells are responding to this newness, you know, just bring your awareness inside your body and then notice which part of your body, you know, the first breath that I took, my right side of the upper back, like behind the arms, is really getting attention. So just notice which part is getting attention. Ready? Let's do the counting. Three, one, from the nose, go. Two, three, hold it, keep it. This time, the right side upper chest is getting attention. On my body, how about you? So just become a conscious observer of what you are doing with this simple exercise, breathing in and out. The last one with the voice saying out, completely letting all go what belongs to your past. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself, joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now, in co-creating energy of oneness. So I would like to give the focus to what I would download, if I can, the energy for this preparation actually for a full moon, and then wrapping up this year 2020, and to start the new, another new year 2021. And I would like to set a little bit of timer here so that if it's too much information, then I like to carry over to next segment. So let us celebrate fullness. To do so, let's get that done. Something that we've been thinking about and working on. Somehow it's interrupted, and just simply allow the universe co-creating that to reach the completion imperfectly, as in a human way means like imperfect here now, but the feeling of get that things reached to the certain amount of period ending. That is what is important to decide. That is completed cycle. Perhaps it's different from the idea you originally came from. However, that universe co-creating always this cycle, and allow that universe co-creating to get that things done. Your job is to noticing it, move your body, and to follow that direction, synchronicity. And use the consciousness and commit to be done to particular things and see what happens. Let us open to be led by the new flow to starting as new energy, reaching fullness. Before going there, we want to clean up and complete and let all go, or to bring that awareness freshly and notice how farther you came on your journey to the destination. Perhaps that you discover a better destination there in this journey. Take care of yourself well, aware what the universe is sending you as a message. Be open to get it. Perhaps it's your name on it. Celebrate the fullness together. This is June Universe. I'd like to carry this topic to the next segment. Please click the link at the description and join me. Also, the intuitive reading that I provide today is also from the Life Path. Life Path. Look forward to connecting with you at the second segment. Until then, all my love and healing. See you there. Welcome back. So, celebrating fullness, the full moon, we actually had this month of December as an eclipse season, and end of the November was the full moon, and then the middle of the eclipse, new moon solar eclipse, and then we're into that point of equinox, and then the daylight is becoming longer each day from that point of the equal. Whatever that came to our awareness, this 2020 year is such a surprising, unexpected flow, and we are becoming familiar with this unexpected. So the flow of upcoming year 2021, it will be more prepared self to ride the wave in a way that you would like to create. And to do so, this is a wonderful opportunity to take this fullness and become aware how far you came on this journey you chosen to experience the destination. And then perhaps you may want to change the path to get in there. That beginning was unavailable or unsure or unknown yet. And then it became awareness. So now as a choice to choose. And I would say that don't change the destination, because that destination is connecting somewhere in ourself, the core essence. So the path can be different and the tool can be different. However, that destination going up spiral, evolving, is remaining the same. And remember that we are always here now at this present moment. Life is a continuous moment of now here. Changing the frequency to become that frequency, to connect to that similar, same vibration frequency to experience. Just like radio station or TV stations, channeling that frequency so then we can connect and it comes to our experience. We may want to find a channel what to experience, unless otherwise just being used by what's around. So conscious choice is the power to get this journey more exciting. So that today's focus I would like to give was that fullness and celebrate that full moon energy. That last full moon of the year, actually setting intention and releasing all this no longer serving from this year 2020. Let us connect each element to repacking ourself, what we carry for the next year, what is no longer, just leave it in here. Clean up the luggage or baggage you are carrying for the next destination. That's what we would like to do for celebrate, and pack it well with full of excitement and appreciation to what brought you up to here. So the 3 minutes intuitive reading that I would like to set the timer here. Today's choices from life path. And the first one I would like to give is a symbol. Plum. And when you listen to this delivery of the insight, I would like you to be useful for your moment, embodying your feeling that you like to experience for this fullness, to preparing, and what excite you to carry for the next year, and what kind of feeling is that? So just embody the feeling you like to have with being part of this together energy. Use that for your own bettering, and then send a good thought to the reading requester as if they are request experiencing in their life perfect way the matter that they are curious about. And when you send a good thought in connecting the oneness energy, universal energy return system will coming back to you to help you create, embody your chosen feeling. So that's how the benefit of connecting oneness and using that energy wisely is possible. The beauty of that. All right. And then also, if you would like to have an intuitive insight, please send me a private message through Facebook or Twitter at June Universe, one word, June, June Universe, at Facebook, Twitter, private message. With choosing the one symbol that represents your life's curious matter, not someone else's. And let me know what is about. Is that a love life or work or family? And then that will help me to deliver the energy interpretation for your useful insight tips to make better choices for the next step. If it's no resonance, please do not take it, because I totally respect you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. I'm the stranger, just interpreting energy. I could be wrong. So trust in your inner knowing. And if it's wrong, and that is also useful for you to choose in something what you are looking for, and knowing that is off to what you are looking for. And then if it's resonating, take it. It's yours. It's free. And in return, you are supporting me and all of us to connect as one energy. So thank you for helping this energy community by requesting. And you're gonna be receiving all the healing energy from the listener that sent you for your best experience. Okay, the first one I would like to give is the plum, right? Plum. Okay, here's your 3 minutes, plum. Okay, I'm seeing you as observing, like when it's coming, when it's coming. And then I would see that season is sometimes this middle of the February around Valentine's Day. And then that would be a shifting point that if you can choose in ideal way, can be shifting from that point onward. I have a sense that from that point to the May will be the very active energy that's supportive, connecting to your heart. And it's very grounding at the same time. And then it's very observable. You are very aligned. And communication seems to be the perfect timing in flowing. So pay attention to that. And then until that time, become clear about what you really want to have this in coherence with other area of your life, such as the family members or your work or your relationship with friend or community or love or you know, or money, you know. So that brainstorming ideal balance, like creating that ideal weekdays or weekend and special days, you know, that you wouldn't be nice to have this and this, that type of embodiment to map out the ideal. It doesn't need to be the detail oriented, but feel the balance of each area, and then you're so excited and comfortable experiencing that new reality you. And then see how the universe is responding to bring in. Perhaps that process can be quickened because according to your work that you do for yourself around coming towards the January end of January around, even to before, way before the Valentine's Day. I have a sense that the book or library or some sort of a bookstore type of element related occasion or location or a flow is supportive to bring that into your ideal next level. Good luck. This is Plum category of life path. I think this is very maturing, and then you are ready to connect. And it's good to know that what will be connected in other part of life, because we are having a mini hat and area to expanding and growing, and each area reflect each part as well. So the next one is bamboo. Okay. I'm getting a sense of this bamboo thing is very tightly closed, but in a way it's the gold seal as a brilliant package, and it's very attractive. I feel that this package has been developed for a long, long time in a sense of vintage value, that it's not a fresh idea. It's been very dedicated and sophisticated, and then also maintained well and still as new, fresh look to present. Having that value evaluation seems to be challenging, which to bring data as an sharing format, and it's good to unsure about how you would like to do. In the meantime, let that synchronicity universe take care. I feel your part is already done, and then you must be shift the mode into receiving mode to ideas and peoples and opportunity, being open, remaining instead of like fearful and worried to be recognized. So that old energy can be shedded over this using this full moon is a perfect. And then from this next cycle means the year you are fully comfortably open up and let the universe guide what you already established and created. I'm having a sense that your heart is open, dedicated, and your natural self is so organically comfortable and looking very healthy. And something holiness is also here with the golden light. So it's the idea of plug into economical cascade is ready, and it's the matter of which way to plug into in way that fulfilling your heart. So I have a sense that speak out when you need it and be open to ask for help, then you will get it. That's maybe a good focus for the next season, that ask and then it is given. Sometimes it's fearful to be given, but this one you are ready. So be open to receive. Good luck. This is Bamboo category of life path. Thanks for your request. Okay,
Another one is bridge. Bridge. Here's the 3 minutes. Bridge. I'm having a sense that this particular bridge matter is a temporary situation, and sometimes in life that temporarily goes longer than expected. And I feel that similar sense of this particular bridge situation. It's about the bridge in here to here, means like a new version of yourself bridging by this temporary chosen experience. I got the sense that this temporary things, it has serving the purpose and it's valuable, but maybe it is time to letting go of and to connect to that new stage, new chapter. I feel a new stage of your life on this particular bridge matter, in the sense that you already go over the bridge and went to reach to the destination. So the bridge served a purpose, and now become aware that you are in that new stage of your life based on what you chose. I have a sense that a year and a half ago, that you chose to go through this path, and then that particular year and a half is consciously started this bridge journey about exactly the 3 years ago. So it's about the half of this major transition time, and then the second half of this 3 year, it's the last year and a half, is to really defining what you are needed as a skills, and then as a preparation, awareness and comfort, and then a clear focus and regaining that confidence about new you becoming, and then you reach the point. I'm having a sense that from now on, like 30 days to commit to ownership of the new stage and change, initiate it, change to do everything, even the tiny things in everyday life, as a ritual for the 30 days to reminding yourself that you have become that and you already reached to the next stage and ready for the show time to tap dancing as a new you, experiencing what you claimed for. Good luck. This is bridge category of life path. I like this. It's an unsureness, but you already got there, the destination at some level. All right. So the last one for today is the wand. Wand. Here is your 3 minutes. Okay, I got the sense that this something to do with the traditional cultural influence that you are adapting to this one situation as your style to share with others. And I have a sense that the great ideas and brilliant analysis and composition is already there, and seems to be it's connected to the businessy idea also, and creativity, and then a little bit of love was there, and then now a bit of fading out the passion of what you would like to create, to dedicate. There was there before, but now is a little bit of fading out. So and there's many colors involving about this wand focus and your heart of the matter and brilliance to bring that idea into the businessy format is so blessed and opening and happening as on the whole package here now. I'm having a sense that your generosity and sense of authenticity is becoming that real about this one situation. So even if you are thinking to use this wand as an the magical tool to create that situation, but the magical is yourself and what you created, and then creating and bringing it into this new level. I'm having a sense that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is a good solid number that you may want to give a target and choose for. And this reminds me of the community and expansion in a global scale. It's starting from this 5. I got the sense that intellectual and rooting energy to earthy creation is engaged here now. So pay attention to the any opportunities or people asking you to test your readiness. So be open and speak out from the heart. Then you've been taken into that amazing magical journey about this wand situation. Good luck. This is wand category of life path. This is very energizing. You can also request your own life's curious matter by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter, at June Universe, private message at June Universe, selecting that one symbol, any kind, represent what you are curious about in your life. And then let me know what it's about. Is that a love life, relationship, family, or work? That will help me to read the energy blindly, intuitively, and interpret that energy for practical insight for you to enhance the choices for the next step better in. If it's not resonating, that's fine. Please do not take it, because you are the most knowledgeable person, I suppose, for your life. And I'm a stranger. And sometimes a stranger does a good job to redirecting for what you're really looking for. So that's the purpose, perhaps. And if it's resonating, take it. It's yours for free. It's a community service. I normally charge for client for 1 hour session, but here as a community service, that your request help me and all of us connect as one energy. It is helping me to facilitate the field energy of oneness. So I thank you, and this is my gift for you, free. So how is your feeding embodiment? To wrapping up the end of the year and preparing for what you would like to carry for the new year. Let's connect, take a moment and breathe in from nose in any way you like, and exhaling. But just simply become aware that when we do so, we are connecting consciously to this oneness that we always, always connected. It's hard to separate in from this one. Ready? So let's take a long, deep breath. Go. This is June Universe. I see you next time at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.